Good evening, Saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Welcome to our Daily Bread, Wednesday, September the 10th, 2025. Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. Whichever time you are listening to this message, whether it's in the morning, or the afternoon, or the evening, we welcome you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for coming to the filling station and to the booth camp, the oasis, and the rivers of living water. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. So Father, we just come before you. We say thank you so much for every hearer and doer of the word. We're not only hearers, but we're doers of the word. Doers get results. Hearers don't. They merely hear the word of God, but don't do nothing with it. But the doer gets results, gets the blessings, gets all that God has in Christ Jesus. You and I are in Christ Jesus, and he is in us. So we get all the benefits that are in Christ Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And don't you know that we can have what heaven has? Jesus came to earth because he wanted us to experience and have heaven on earth. So Father, we just thank you for blessing us exceedingly, abundantly, far more than we could ever ask or think according to the power that is working in us, Father. You want us to live the overflowing, the over-the-top, and the excessive life of God here on earth, Father. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for healing our bodies. You said your medicine, your word is medicine to all our flesh. And I thank you, Lord, that you said that the confession that I say, Father, I have the power to enjoy life free from disease. Why? Because of Jesus, that he took the stripes upon his back. Amen. My body is a testimony of divine healing because of what Jesus already did and purchased for me. I'm full of light, life, and divine radiance. The life of God saturates every inch of my being. I live long, I live strong, and I'm full, and I fulfill my purpose in perfect health. I live long, and I live strong, and I fulfill my purpose in perfect health. And don't you want to fulfill the assignment that God's called you, the race that he's called you, the plans and the destiny that he has for each one of us? Yes, we do. And we want to stay healthy. And you know that I love ministering on health all the time and healing. And the only way we can stay healed is because of the word. We get the word inside of us and keep it. And no matter what attacks or symptoms the enemy throws at us, we put up the shield of faith and we quench every fiery arrow and dart of the enemy. Every symptom that comes against our bodies, in the name of Jesus, we're covered by the blood. The blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us, all the time. And so, Father, we just want to say thank you for protecting us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you, Father, for fulfilling all your covenant promises to your sons and your daughters, especially to those that are doers, not only hearers, but doers, and we get results. We get the blessings of God. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power that is working mightily. And every hearer that listens and does the word of God will get results. And we keep our body under. We don't let the body dominate us, but we dominate the body in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just invite you, Holy Spirit, we invite you to be with us as we partake of your word and your word becomes health and medicine to all our flesh. So we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, Father. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You said that Jesus said, the man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we're endeavor to live with every word of God that has come out of his mouth as ours, and we partake of it, and we walk in the light of his word always, always, always. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Let me read it again. But I keep my body under. I keep under my body. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself be a castaway. So we're not just preaching the word or teaching it, and we're not doing it. We endeavor to do the word of God so you can have the same results. Amen? And you release your faith and allow God to be the health and medicine that you are, because you're eating the word of God. The word of God is the bread of life. God's bread is for us. And on Wednesday, that's what we call a daily bread, and daily bread because we want to partake of God's word. That brings medicine and health to all our body. And we keep our bodies under. We keep our bodies under. You keep your body under, and I keep my body under. I can't keep yours, and you can't keep mine. That is each individual that has to do that. And we can have results every time God said so. So we can take it to the bank of heaven and receive all that he has in Christ Jesus. The fullness of Christ that is in each one of us, that our sons and daughters are the Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Notice that this scripture says, I keep under my body. I keep under my body. If your body were the real you, Paul would have said, I keep myself under. I bring myself into subjection. But he didn't say that, did he? He said, I keep my body under. I keep my body under. I do, not you, but me. Each one of us, each individual that is hearing the sound of my voice, you keep your body under. I keep my body under. Amen. What did he bring his body into subjection to? His spirit. He didn't let his body dominate him. Amen. What did Paul say? What did he bring his body into subjection to? He brought it into his spirit. He didn't let his body dominate him, but rather his spirit dominated his body. And I want you to know that we are spirit, soul, and body. We're not body, soul, and spirit. The spirit last. No, we are spirit, soul, and the body is last. Our soul is our will and emotions and our feelings and our minds. Amen. So we say, he said he didn't let his body dominate his spirit. We dominate. Because we are spirit beings. Our body is subject to our spirit being. Amen. Hallelujah. So we dominate our bodies rather than allowing his body to dominate his spirit. No, no, no. His spirit dominated his body. He didn't let his body dictate to his spirit, and neither should we. We are spirit beings. The body wants to tell us, oh, I'm hurting. I'm feeling bad. Nobody loves me. Those are all the feelings. I'm sick. No, 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 no. God says, you dominate your body. Don't you allow your body to dominate you. And it's easier said than done, huh, people? I know. Believe me. When your body's hurting, you want to get healed. You want it to stop. You want the pain to stop. Amen? So we need to have our spirit dictate to our bodies. We need to let our spirit dictate to our bodies. Amen? This principle has to do with divine healing. Speak to your body and tell it to obey the word of God right now. Say to your body what the word says, that you are healed now. So quick acting up, body. Do you hear me? The word says that you have been healed now and that you are healed now. So quick acting up, body, and get in line with the word. Be healed and be made whole. Symptoms, you leave my body now. Cough, leave now in the name of Jesus. Inflammation, leave now. Headache, pain, leave now. Blood sugar, high blood sugar, you leave now in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus. Throat, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. And stop acting up. Quit acting up. That's keeping our body under. Don't let your body dominate you in any way, shape or form or fashion. Don't let your body tell you what to do. You tell your body what to do. The body wants to do whatever it wants because the body has not been renewed. Your spirit man is a new man. The inward man of the heart is the new man. That's the one that dominates the flesh and the body. The body is not renewed, and the only way it's gonna answer or obey what you say is that you renew your mind. Our mind has to be renewed. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, for this is a reasonable service. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is the will, the perfect will of God. Amen? In the name of Jesus, that we may know what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. And we know that the will of God is for us to walk in divine health and be healed and be made whole. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So don't let your body tell you what to do. You tell your body what it can do and what it can't do. And if your spirit is dominating, which it should, our spirit should be dominating our bodies, and the life of God is in your spirit, the life of God is going to be flowing into your body. That's divine healing. We want divine healing. And you know, a lot of times, when we pray, God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's a process. We want to be healed instantly. Sometimes it will happen that way and it'll be a miracle, but don't be looking to be healed instantly and a miracle. God says they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover as you go. But at the time hands are laid on you or you pray or you lay hands on yourself, you say, now I am healed. And the process will come. But you have to believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is your healer and that you receive his healing. God's power is in this very room and it's in you right now. And it's flowing in your body and it's healing you now. In Jesus' name. God's power is in this very room and it's in your room right now. And it's in you and it's flowing in your body. And it heals you now. So take it, Take it, whatever symptoms you're facing or whatever they're attacking, you take God's word. God's word is medicine and health to all your flesh. Amen? I keep my body under. I don't let it dominate me. I don't let it tell me what to do. Instead, I tell my body what to do. I dictate to my body what it can and what it can't do. What it can and what it can't do. And believe me, the body just wants to act up all the time. All the time. Hallelujah. But we don't let it. We don't give any place to our body. We say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus. You line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you need to say, I see myself whole, complete, and radiant with divine energy. I'm an example of divine strength and restoration. I give no place to sickness and disease, and it flees from me. I'm filled with joy, peace, and supernatural vitality. I live in supernatural wholeness. My thoughts are positive, my mind is calm, and my body follows suits what my spirit says. Amen. I have no reason to fear sickness or disease or pain. I thrive in every area of my life. My health is not determined by circumstances, but by His divine truth, which is His word, the word of God. Amen. My body repairs itself with supernatural speed. Amen. When the enemy attacks us with sickness, our bodies repair itself with supernatural speed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My hormones are balanced. My organs are perfect. And my immune system works in harmony. I walk in divine immunity. I'm not affected by viruses, bacteria, or infections or allergies in the name of Jesus. No, you don't. No, you don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll leave you with this. Amen. Psalms 18, 1 and 2. Psalms 18, verses 1 and 2. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you just love that we can run to our Savior, and He is our strong rock. We can hide in Him, and we have safety. Hallelujah, hallelujah. John 7:37. John 7:37 and 38. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters. And don't you know that we have rivers of living water flowing through us all the time? The Holy Spirit, the rivers of the Holy Spirit flowing in our bodies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you say in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, except through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. He is the only way, and that's the only way that we can go to heaven, is we come through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And you can't come to the Father unless you come through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that we all need to be born again. We all need to give our hearts to the Lord Jesus. The time is coming close. It's coming. Jesus is right around the door. He says, I'm coming and I'm taking my bride home. And you want to be one of the ones that goes to be with Jesus, and we go to heaven and we'll have the greatest reunion of brothers and sisters joining together in heaven in the name of Jesus. So I would urgently urge you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you never received him, just say, Father, I come to you as a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ took every sin that I ever committed and will ever commit. And I ask Jesus to come into my heart and be the Lord of my life and my Savior. I receive Jesus, your Son. In Jesus' name, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of my life. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I know when I pass through this earth, I will be with the Lord in heaven. In Jesus' name, Jesus, I declare that you're my Savior and my Lord, the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell someone that you receive Jesus as Lord of your life. And find a good church that will teach you the word so you can be strengthened, you can know the word, and you can follow after God with all your heart. Just being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Going forth every day with him, knowing that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. We love you. We thank you so much again for joining us on our daily bread. Have a blessed evening, and I'll see you next week. I'll be joining you and bringing you another word of God concerning healing. Healing is the children's bread, and we get to partake of it every day. We can partake of it 24/7. So be blessed. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Love you. Thank you so much. Amen.